T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 95 and everybody's in the pool. Tell me about...
Well, you know, sometimes one hears about Chamber of Commerce weather.
Yes, exactly. It depends on where the Chamber of Commerce is located,
exactly,
I guess.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, so let's talk about the press conference yesterday. I don't even know how to begin unpacking this.
No, I saw some scraps about it, but what specifically is the concern?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what the law says in terms of soliciting help from a foreign government.
Yeah.
Is that illegal? And they talk about this quid pro quo.
Yes, and, it is illegal. There are, as you know, there's the federal election laws, and there's an overseer for federal election laws. And what the law prohibits is... contributions from any foreign entity, and now so the question is: well, is Trump asking for help, and is he offering something in exchange? And the answer, apparently by his own admission, with respect to Ukraine and China most recently, is yes. You know, do me a favor, he says to Ukraine. And by the way, I'll release $400 million in military assistance. So that looks a lot like a violation of federal election law.
So what's the difference between that? And because, you know, everybody's there are supposed to be two sides to that, with saying the call was innocent, the president says it was a perfect call, et cetera.
Right.
But when it comes to him on television, and this comes to the, I'm going to stop saying quid pro quo, Bob, because it's too hard to say. Let's just make it something for something, all right?
A swap, yeah.
Well, yeah, let's something for something. When he spoke on camera saying he invites the Chinese, and who else did he invite to look into the corruption with Joe Biden? Was it Ukraine?
Well,
corruption
in
Ukraine. That's what it was.
Yes. Remember, he also, during the last election, 2016 election, said to the Russia, if you're listening, send me more dirt on Hillary.
But he was not the president at that time, or would that be a crime in and of itself?
Federal election law applies to anybody running for federal office.
So did nobody think of that before, any of the president's opposition? Or did you understand what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And the thing is, that was the core of the Mueller inquiry. Did the president or the people around the president solicit help from Russia? And what about it? And, you know, Mr. Mueller concluded that that there wasn't enough evidence to show that the Trump people conspired with the Russians to provide it. In other words, if a foreign government just out of the blue sends you dirt on your opponent, that doesn't violate the law because there's no, as you say, this for that. Complicated, huh?
Well, it is, because I thought it was against the law, according to the Federal Elections Commissioner. The tweet that she sent out where she said she didn't think she had to remind anybody of this, and this was after the president said on camera, I believe, that he would welcome the Chinese or Ukraine looking into Joe Biden. She said that she thought, and I'm paraphrasing here, she didn't think she had to send this tweet out or remind people, but it is illegal to solicit help from a foreign country as it relates to the election, right? So does anything have to be delivered, or is just the act of solicitation itself a crime?
No, if there's solicitation in the quid pro quo, you know, if you, I'm making the offer that if you do X for me, I'll do Y for you. Yes. But what the concern, of course, in Ukraine was, doing Mr. Trump in the phone call called a favor, and then in return gets a release of the $400 million. With the Chinese, there's a suggestion, a hint, that if they dig up dirt on Mr. Biden and his son, then the trade negotiations with China will go much more smoothly.
I would take a break here. When we come back, if I can combine a lot of these texts, in essence, what they're saying is the phone call was subject to interpretation and it was not cut and dried. And you can explain that when we come back. 6:22, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:26 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Bob Dietz. In terms of qualifications, Bob Dietz is now a professor of public policy at George Mason University, but he was a senior counselor to the director of the CIA and former general counsel at the National Security Agency, so he knows how these things work. So, Bob, to put these texts together, condense them, they're saying that the letter, the summary, because it's not a transcript, the summary of the call does not include the quid pro quo, that it all hinges on the word though. Your response to the people that are texting that in?
Yeah, here's the fundamental problem that Mr. Trump and his followers have. Every material element for upon which an impeachment could be based was admitted to by the president. In other words, yes, you had the whistleblower's complaint, but then the summary, and you're absolutely correct, it's not a transcript, it's a summary, has Mr. Trump saying, do me a favor, and everybody who's been involved in this, including his own people, understood that there was a quid pro quo here, which was why his folks, I mean, you know, there have been many reports about how concerned White House officials were, to the point that they put the summary in a specially, you know, especially high classified top secret code word server.
Now initially, Bob, if I might interrupt,
sure.
It was said that the president did that as though he was trying to hide something. Wasn't that originally what they said?
I think it was people around the president, but in any event, sure. Because there was, as I say, almost immediate concern when people were listening to this. There was immediate concern in the White House that what the president had done was wrong. And, and what you tend to do, look, in TV shows, you hide the evidence. And that's why this was put in this special server.
A lot of times I get, and I got him coming in here, Bill Clinton asked Tony Blair for a favor in 2000, something about the Ukraine here. I forgot another Democratic thing. And it's like, yeah, well, they did that. Isn't that more important? And I guess what I don't understand in that is the logic where I can't get people to understand that may be, but that would be a separate investigation depending on statute of limitations. What somebody else did does not matter as far as it relates to this or any criminal proceeding, if this is a criminal proceeding. It's all about what you did, what law you broke, not what law, if in fact somebody broke a law, happened to somebody else, right?
Yeah, that's true. But there's another point here is that heads of countries, presidents, prime ministers and so forth, often ask each other for favors. But that's not the issue. Keep your troops in another 100 days or, you know, stuff like that. The issue here is a quid pro quo involving an election of the president. And that's what's illegal. It's not illegal for a president to call him and say, hey, Tony, would you do me a favor on, you know, such and such? It's the connection to the election that is the vice here.
Gotcha. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Absolutely.
And this ain't ending tomorrow, so we'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bob Dietz, our guest, professor of public policy at George Mason University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.